What would you say to those who question your qualifications just based on the fact that the sitting mayor happens to be your uncle?
Well, I don't think there's a need for me to separate the two. I think I've been a advocate in the city of Cohoes my whole entire life. I've been a firefighter in the city for 26 years. I've been a volunteer for as many years in different organizations in my community. I've been in the legislature where I currently chair the current Albany County legislature. I've been there for 12 years. Truth be told, I had conversations with my wife about possibly just ending my career and not running again. And that was the position I think I was going to take. And then I found out that there was a possibility that my uncle wasn't going to run, and sadly for all the wrong reasons. And I thought to myself, geez, what better opportunity for me to go right into the city where I was born and raised and dedicated my life to run as mayor of the city and try to fix many of the problems facing the everyday person in Cohoes.
So what are your plans to get the city of Cohoes more focused?
My goal is to present to the community a four-year plan that runs within the term of the elected seat of things that I see that we can achieve and have a basis to measure our success and to determine whether we're heading in the right direction or if we're just spinning our wheels and not really getting to where we need to be. And so I think in every city you need to have a master plan, and that's my first goal would be to create that plan. We need to look at things like the infrastructure. We need to look at the strain on our services, the taxes that we have. We need to look at how we can improve recreational needs for families, how we can encourage people to come back and build their roots right here in Cohoes, like I was born and raised, so they can love the community. We need to focus on our parks that have really struggled to flourish.
Where does Cohoes fit in relation to other upstate communities?
You know, from my standpoint, for a long time, the city has operated, and I don't think they've operated within any type of boundaries. And I think in order to be successful, you have to have a master plan of where you need to start and where you need to be. And my goal is to present to the community a plan, a four-year plan that runs within the term of the elected seat of things that I see that we can achieve and have a basis to measure our success and to determine whether we're heading in the right direction or if we're just spinning our wheels and not really getting to where we need to be. And so I think in every city you need to have a master plan, and that's my first goal would be to create that plan. We need to look at things like the infrastructure. We need to look at the strain on our services, the taxes that we have. We need to look at how we can improve recreational needs for families, how we can encourage people to come back and build their roots right here in Cohoes, like I was born and raised, so they can love the community. We need to focus on our parks that have really struggled to flourish. You could talk about all these things when you want to run for office, but you really need to have them put into a comprehensive plan if you're going to show people where you're going to start and where you're going to end so they can gauge you on your success as the mayor of their community. So that's really the first place that I think we need to start.
You sound confident and comfortable with your campaign.
At over 12 years, I've made many connections and been involved in many incredible programs in the county. And one of them is the land bank that we created to help fight blight. And so for me, I have what I think is a great advantage to be the mayor of the city because I have made many of these connections. I've been involved in many of these programs that are going to be needed to move Cohoes in the right direction. And I've navigated all of these systems that have, you know, they're very difficult to navigate, but I've built the relationships. I've talked to the people. They're excited to come to Cohoes and help us move it in the right direction and start putting Cohoes back to the all-American city once was. So I think that's a great advantage for me, and I'm excited to use those resources to, you know, make our community proud and to let the residents know that we have hope.